I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
It's that time of year when our coastal waters are warming. It's nice if you want to go swimming, but it also means things are changing for fishermen, especially if you're going for striped bass. Kevin, tell us what's going on.
Well, in the beginning of the season, when the water's cold, the bass are migrating from south to north. And so we try and look for warming water, and we expect to see schools of striped bass moving through in waves as they appear from more southern waters and then depart us and head north to find new places to go. But now that the water is warmer, the bass, they're not really migrating so much, and what we see is they start to settle into more predictable patterns for the summer. We can expect to find them in areas that have ideal water temperatures for them, and then their movements tend to be more between inshore and offshore areas, usually on smaller scales, say like on the tide or during the time of the day. So once you start to find a pattern and start to find where the bass are, you can usually stay on them and have pretty good fishing, maybe for a few weeks at a time.
So for a while, it was a great time for surf casting, fishing from the beach for striped bass. Is that not the case so much anymore?
It's becoming a little tougher now to find bass from shores, especially in warm, shallow areas like harbors and inside bays. You'll still find some smaller striped bass, but you're less likely to find the bigger fish. Unless you go out at night, for some reason, the bass tend to move in a little closer to shore, and they'll tolerate that warmer water a little more if you're out there in the dark and fishing, say, live eels or something like that.
And water temperatures aren't uniform around the Cape region, obviously. That means the striped bass bite can be quite different from place to place.
That's right. So on the larger scale around the Cape, water temperatures will vary widely, and you'll see in the summertime you'll get very warm water, say, in Upper Buzzards Bay, and in Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds between the south side of the Cape and the islands. That's where the warmest water is, and that's where the striped bass fishing tends to suffer a little bit in July and August. So you'll see better bass fishing when you head to areas like the backside of the Cape between Chatham and Race Point. That's where you've got cooler water mixing in from the ocean. And even just on the Cape Cod Bay side of the Cape, you tend to have water that's at least a few degrees cooler. And so you'll have better striped bass fishing over the next 2 months in those areas.
How about this weekend? If we're heading out, what are you hearing for action around the region?
We finally had some good action pick up inside the Cape Cod Canal in recent days. And what you're seeing there is instead of the usual, that spring bite, which we never really had, of fish moving through the canal as they head north, now you've got these fish that are in Cape Cod Bay feeding on mackerel and kind of rushing into the Cape Cod Canal when the tides are right and they come in from Cape Cod Bay. The other good striped bass fishing, like we mentioned, from Race Point down to Chatham, you've got some cooler water, you've got a lot of bait, and that's been some of the best bass fishing. And then finally, inside Vineyard and Nantucket Sounds, it might be a little too warm in there right now for good stripers, but there's plenty of bluefish, and there's some very good bottom fishing, fluke, sea bass, and scup.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.